Welcome to the Listening Comprehension Test. There are three parts to the test. You'll hear each part twice. At the end of each part, you'll have some time to complete the tasks. Now read task one. Now listen to part one.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, on flight NZ325 from San Francisco to Auckland. We are currently cruising at an altitude of 22,000 feet and a ground speed of 280 miles per hour. The local time in Auckland is 3:25 p.m. We are expecting to land in Auckland in about 45 minutes. The weather is clear and sunny, with a temperature of 19 degrees Celsius, that's about 66 degrees Fahrenheit. You will get a great view of the city as we descend. For your safety and comfort, please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Enjoy the rest of our flight.
Flight NZ325, Auckland Tower speaking. Your landing slot is 410. You have to stack on the east loop at 35.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain again. Because of heavy traffic at Auckland Airport, we have not yet been given permission to land. We'll probably have a delay of about 30 minutes, which means we have to cruise a little bit over Auckland. But there's no need to worry, we have plenty of fuel, so enjoy the beautiful view over the coast of New Zealand. I would also like to tell you that our arrival gate has been changed from 24B to 30B. All passengers with a connecting domestic flight will be at Auckland Airport in time to catch their flights. New Zealand Airways Flight 312 from Auckland to Wellington at 4:30 p.m. also has a delay, so passengers booked on this flight won't have any problems either. If you're transferring to another international flight, you'll need to go to the transit area on the ground floor. There will be a security and immigration check before you can board your next flight. To save time, you should have your passport, your ticket, and your completed passenger arrival card ready. We are very sorry for the inconvenience. On behalf of New Zealand Airways and the entire crew, we thank you for joining us on this trip, and we look forward to seeing you on board again in the near future. Have a nice day.
Now listen to part one again.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, on flight NZ325 from San Francisco to Auckland. We are currently cruising at an altitude of 22,000 feet and a ground speed of 280 miles per hour. The local time in Auckland is 3:25 p.m. We are expecting to land in Auckland in about 45 minutes. The weather is clear and sunny with a temperature of 19 degrees Celsius, that's about 66 degrees Fahrenheit. You will get a great view of the city as we descend. For your safety and comfort, please remain seated with your seatbelt fastened. Enjoy the rest of our flight.
Flight NZ325, Auckland Tower speaking. Your landing slot is 410. You have to stack on the east loop at 35.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain again. Because of heavy traffic at Auckland Airport, we have not yet been given permission to land. We'll probably have a delay of about 30 minutes, which means we have to cruise a little bit over Auckland. But there's no need to worry, we have plenty of fuel, so enjoy the beautiful view over the coast of New Zealand. I would also like to tell you that our arrival gate has been changed from 24B to 30B. All passengers with a connecting domestic flight will be at Auckland Airport in time to catch their flights. New Zealand Airways Flight 312 from Auckland to Wellington at 4:30 p.m. also has a delay, so passengers booked on this flight won't have any problems either. If you are transferring to another international flight, you'll need to go to the transit area on the ground floor. There will be a security and immigration check before you can board your next flight. To save time, you should have your passport, your ticket, and your completed passenger arrival card ready. We are very sorry for the inconvenience. On behalf of New Zealand Airways and the entire crew, we thank you for joining us on this trip, and we look forward to seeing you on board again in the near future. Have a nice day.
This is the end of part one. Now read task two. Now listen to part two.
Oh my God, I can't sit any longer. It was such a long flight, and now we have to wait even longer?
Come on, Emily, you'll survive a few more minutes. It's not going to kill you.
This happens quite often. Auckland is a very large and busy airport. Where are you from?
Oh, we're from San Francisco. Are you a New Zealander?
Yes, I live in Hamilton. That's about 120 kilometers south of Auckland. I've been visiting my daughter in San Francisco. She lives there with her American husband and her two kids.
Oh, great. So you've been able to spend some time with your family.
Yes. I don't see them very often, only twice a year. But now I'm retired, I can stay for a few weeks with them. Are you coming to New Zealand for a holiday?
Yes, we're on vacation. It's our first visit here.
We're going to take an RV and travel around New Zealand for 4 weeks on our own. Organized holidays don't really give us enough flexibility.
Well, that's a good way to explore New Zealand. What exactly do you want to see?
Oh, there are lots of great national parks here, and we both like outdoor holidays. We'd love to do some kayak tours or go hiking and surfing.
Well, then you shouldn't miss Milford Sound. That's a fantastic fjord located on South Island. The area is still a real wilderness.
Yes, we've heard about it. We'll probably spend some time there.
And if you're down there, you should go to Queenstown, a really beautiful city.
What's so special about it?
Oh, it's a nice town, and it's the center of adventure sport tourism. I think that's the perfect place for you. But there are also interesting places on North Island. The volcanic landscapes are very impressive. You should spend some time up north, too.
Yes, but first of all, we want to stay a few days in Auckland.
Well, why don't you visit me in Hamilton after Auckland? It's on your way south. It would be my pleasure to show you a little bit of my hometown. And then you can go on to Hell's Gate, a spectacular place which is certainly worth a visit.
That will be very nice. We'll think about it.
Well, here's my phone number. You can text me if you like.
Thank you, Harry. That's very kind of you.
Now listen to part two again.
Oh my God, I can't sit any longer. It was such a long flight, and now we have to wait even longer?
Come on, Emily, you'll survive a few more minutes. It's not going to kill you.
This happens quite often. Auckland is a very large and busy airport. Where are you from?
Oh, we're from San Francisco. Are you a New Zealander?
Yes, I live in Hamilton. That's about 120 kilometers south of Auckland. I've been visiting my daughter in San Francisco. She lives there with her American husband and her two kids.
Oh, great. So you've been able to spend some time with your family.
Yes. I don't see them very often, only twice a year. But now I'm retired, I can stay for a few weeks with them. Are you coming to New Zealand for a holiday?
Yes, we're on vacation. It's our first visit here.
We're going to take an RV and travel around New Zealand for 4 weeks on our own. Organized holidays don't really give us enough flexibility.
Well, that's a good way to explore New Zealand. What exactly do you want to see?
Oh, there are lots of great national parks here, and we both like outdoor holidays. We'd love to do some kayak tours or go hiking and surfing.
Well, then you shouldn't miss Milford Sound. That's a fantastic fjord located on South Island. The area is still a real wilderness.
Yes, we've heard about it. We'll probably spend some time there.
And if you're down there, you should go to Queenstown, a really beautiful city.
What's so special about it?
Oh, it's a nice town, and it's the center of adventure sport tourism. I think that's the perfect place for you. But there are also interesting places on North Island. The volcanic landscapes are very impressive. You should spend some time up north, too.
Yes, but first of all, we want to stay a few days in Auckland.
Well, why don't you visit me in Hamilton after Auckland? It's on your way south. It would be my pleasure to show you a little bit of my hometown. And then you can go on to Hell's Gate, a spectacular place which is certainly worth a visit.
That will be very nice. We'll think about it.
Well, here's my phone number. You can text me if you like.
Thank you, Harry. That's very kind of you.
This is the end of part 2. Now read task 3. Now listen to part 3.
Hello, my name is Jacob Mathewson. I've booked an RV.
Hello, sir. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Mathewson? Jacob Mathewson.
Yes, yes, just like Matthew and son together. I made a booking for an RV and we'd like to pick up the van now.
Okay, I see. Just a moment. Yes, here it is. A GNC Deluxe pickup truck, camping booth included.
Oh, no, Jacob. I told you I didn't want to travel around New Zealand like a sardine in a can. Why didn't you book a comfortable RV?
I did. I ordered a nice camper van. Something must be wrong. Sorry, could you check the details again?
Just a moment. Oh, I'm sorry. We have two bookings for the name Mathewson. The pickup is for Jason Mathewson and not Jacob Mathewson. I just got it mixed up, sorry. Your booking is for a navigator with double bed, toilet and shower.
Oh, that's a relief.
Fine, Mr. Mathewson. The rental charge, including insurance, will be booked to your credit card number and I already have a copy of your passport. Now I just need to fill in the details in this form. Can I see your driving license, please?
Yes, here you are. Is there anything special we should know about driving in New Zealand?
Well, first of all, we drive on the other side. All the traffic and parking rules are in this NZ traffic guide, which is also available as a free app. I will also give you our special leaflet showing all our road signs. Some of them may be unfamiliar. And here's a road map of New Zealand showing all our Kiwi car offices on it.
The rules for free camping in New Zealand were changed in 2011, weren't they? Is free camping forbidden now?
No, it is not, but there are stricter rules now. It would be best to stay only at official camping sites or at one of the 500 designated free camping locations. I can sell you a map that shows the locations, but there is also a free app available from freecamping.nz.com.
Thank you for the information. That's good to know.
Okay, Mr. Matheson, here are the keys and the documents. The plate number is ZI731. It's in the car park just across the street. Have a nice stay here in New Zealand. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, thank you.
No, goodbye.
Now listen to part three again.
Hello, my name is Jacob Matheson. I've booked an RV.
Hello, sir. I'm sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Matheson? Jacob Matheson.
Yes, yes, just like Matthew and son together. I made a booking for an RV and we'd like to pick up the van now.
Okay, I see. Just a moment. Yes, here it is. A GNC Deluxe pickup truck, camping booth included.
Oh, no, Jacob. I told you I didn't want to travel around New Zealand like a sardine in a can. Why didn't you book a comfortable RV?
I did. I ordered a nice camper van. Something must be wrong. Sorry, could you check the details again?
Just a moment. Oh, I'm sorry. We have two bookings for the name Matheson. The pickup is for Jason Matheson and not Jacob Matheson. I just got it mixed up, sorry. Your booking is for a navigator with double bed, toilet and shower.
Oh, that's a relief.
Fine, Mr. Matheson. The rental charge, including insurance, will be booked to your credit card number and I already have a copy of your passport. Now I just need to fill in the details in this form. Can I see your driving license, please?
Yes, here you are. Is there anything special we should know about driving in New Zealand?
Well, first of all, we drive on the other side. All the traffic and parking rules are in this NZ traffic guide, which is also available as a free app. I will also give you our special leaflet showing all our road signs. Some of them may be unfamiliar. And here's a road map of New Zealand showing all our Kiwi car offices on it.
The rules for free camping in New Zealand were changed in 2011, weren't they? Is free camping forbidden now?
No, it is not, but there are stricter rules now. It would be best to stay only at official camping sites or at one of the 500 designated free camping locations. I can sell you a map that shows the locations, but there is also a free app available from freecamping.nz.com.
Thank you for the information. That's good to know.
Okay, Mr. Matheson, here are the keys and the documents. The plate number is ZI731. It's in the car park just across the street. Have a nice stay here in New Zealand. Bye.
Thank you.
Bye, thank you.
No, goodbye.
This is the end of the listening comprehension test.